Manor in Oroville, you take care of the official site, oroville.org.
Yeah, www.oroville.org. And that's one of the things, one of the big presents that I got from Oroville when I arrived, because when I arrived here, I started working in the Matrimandir nursery. I wanted to do more some manual job because I'd always been doing intellectual job. But then I got this offer, this occasion of learning and starting, you know, to learn about managing this website. And after 1 month training, the first day I was all alone in the website was the 26th of December 2004, which was the day after the tsunami. So immediately I got all the responsibility of the whole world, you know, calling or contacting or sending emails or anyhow hitting the Oroville website because they wanted to know what was happening. And I had to face it and put already some information that actually there was no big tragedy as far as Oroville was concerned, apart from something on the beach. And also I was lucky enough, there was some guest passing through the website office that day who was staying in Repo, and he had taken photos of the tsunami wave. And so at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I had already on the website the photographs of the tsunami wave in Oroville. So, and I'm very happy with this job because it's, for me, it's like a window from Oroville to the world, and I want everything to be there, all the aspects of Oroville, so that everybody can get as much information on Oroville and updated information. It is updated every week with the news, the notes about Oroville, but also with many pictures because I see that people want to see. So it's really like a window in a glass house, as it must be Oroville, because it is a town that does not belong to us. It belongs to the world. And so the world must know whatever is happening here and get as much information, possibly positive information, because I always look at things from a positive point of view. I try not to stress the problems, which are also there. But, I mean, I know and I've seen, and myself, now that I was out, for me it was important to get in touch with Oroville through the website. And so I'm very happy and grateful to Oroville, which has given me this opportunity. I'm so glad. So that's one of the reasons I'm happy of being here, so I can go on with this job that is important, I think.
How many people work in this?
It's actually three people, but taking care of three different things. It's me taking care of the international website, this oroville.org. Then there is Manoji, who was the one who created the website. He's more sort of implementing new technologies. So he's the architect of the website. And then there is Anne-Marie, who is originally from Holland, but she's been living in Oroville, I think, for 20 years at least. And she takes care mostly of the internal website of Oroville, which is open only to Orovillian when there is all the debates going on, which is oroville.org.in. And she also takes care sometimes of the news and notes, which is the printed weekly magazine of Oroville. So this is the team, actually.
But for Oroville.org, you are alone?
It's me taking care, and it takes me depends on the weeks. I mean, sometimes there is more happening, sometimes there is less happening, so I can sort of concentrate on, taking care of small details. But usually there is enough, and I go around also looking for whatever is happening on the website. There is also all the programs of artistical and cultural life in Oroville, like in Pitanga and Quiet and Kala Kendra and Tibetan Pavilion. All the program and Verite. What else? WISP, which is the Winter International Study Program, which collects a little bit of all the activities that take place in Oroville. The whole program is there, so it's a source of information for everybody from the world who also has to plan maybe a visit to Auroville and wants to know what's happening and how to book, and I mean, like Tai Chi classes, a bit everything. I mean,
yeah, you can book a taxi from all over.
I did. Yeah, I booked a taxi. I mean, and book a hotel. I mean, it's really useful. And when it's something like the hotels, there is a link that goes directly to a website which is organized just by the hotel people. So it's not me taking care of it, but through the website, you get a link and you go to the hotel one, and through the website you get a link to the radio and television. So I remember in the beginning when we put the website, I'm proud of that, when we put the link on the website of the radio, suddenly there was a rise in people contacting the radio and listening to radio, and I was very happy that I could be helpful when it was the starting of the Auroville radio.
How many people go on the site every day?
Well, it's a few months I didn't check it because I get mostly reaction from people who send emails to the webmaster and who ask. But we are from 2,000 to 2,500, I suppose, every day. Lately was well established on 2,000, 2,200. Then lately I've not been checking really, but I suppose can...
But did you check more from where they...
But now, as I say, sometimes I didn't bother to check, but I get reaction from through the messages, emails that they send to the webmaster. They ask about whatever, and I see that's important because they feel they can ask, and then I can reply myself, or I pass the email to somebody who can reply more properly than myself. So it's a service, actually, and I'm very happy I'm involved with it because, as I told, I've always been connected with communication because music is, for me, is a form of art, but also for mostly a form of communication, and this is a different communication. And myself, the first information I got directly from Auroville was through the website, so it is important. For me, it's sort of a present given to me from Auroville to do this job.
The language of the site is English.
It's mostly English. I've been myself translating several pages into Italian, one mostly, I mean, giving practical information, and then there are pages translated into French, some translated into German, and there is somebody doing a big job of translating everything into Russian that puts a link from the English page to the Russian page. They have their own website, and the same page is in Russian on their own website, and they are doing a big job, and I'm always looking forward to some Italian starting to do this job. I try to do it when it's needed, and I've done it for the essential pages, but to translate everything, it becomes too much a task for me. But I see that...
Do you think it's important to have more than one language?
Yeah, because, I mean, many people from Italy, there is not that many people speaking English. And I feel from my experience, there have been some newcomers coming to Auroville and leaving Auroville because they could not communicate well enough because they didn't speak English, good English. Because, I mean, you can say very simple things, but once you want really to participate into the building of this thing, you have to communicate with the other, so you need to have proper language. I am lucky I speak good English because I've been living in England and I graduated in university in languages. Still, I feel sometimes I don't have that big number of vocabulary words, so I have to use the words that I know. And sometimes that can be difficult when you are doing some important discussion or a meeting and you want to express yourself. I cannot express myself as well as I would do in Italian. And I hear and I've seen many people from Italy say, yes, I want to contact your, I want to see your website, but, you know, it's in English. And for them it is a problem. So that's one of the reasons why I put many photographs too, so people can get also the visual part of it.